How many of you know that we got 12 years left on this earth? Oh yes, you're starting to prophesy the great new green deal that they're trying to promote. If we don't get it, then we're going to all die off. You gotta quit using airplanes. You gotta quit using motorized vehicles. We gotta kill off all the cows so they would not, so they wouldn't fart. Unbelievable stupidity. And you wonder what the Bible really means when God says, I will give him over to a reprobate mind. A godless mind, that's what it is. And the whole world is focusing on, they're not saying global warming anymore. Anyways, not here in Canada. They're saying climate change. And then we have Trudeau. Oh, we got to save our climate. We're going to phase out the tar sands. It's going to take a little while. To really do it right, we need to slowly phase them out and put up more windmills. I heard Mr. Trump on his speech say, honey, is the wind blowing yet? I need to watch TV. That's the electricity we're going to have. I'm wondering, who on earth thought of that? Actually, I'm not wondering. I got the answer. Who thought of that? It's called globalism. You know what globalism is? The Bible teaches globalism. It's a one-world government that's going to last for 7 years. But Satan wants to somehow mix his idea in there, and he wants to start it already. If Trump wouldn't have stopped the globalism, then we would now maybe be not eating hamburgers. They would have killed off all the cows because of their releasing gas. We may not be able to fly to Israel anymore because they would down the planes. I mean ground the planes. We may have to give up my F-150. Can you meet my Ford? I'd have to give it up. I have to park it. I just bought the thing. Oh, that would be awful. How about that Skidoo I bought? Needs gas. Guess what? They are totally going crazy. And, you know, I like the way Donald Trump put it. I am glad they have to sell that argument because they're never going to pay for it. Free education. Free medication, everybody getting a check, and you even get your vacation. I mean, everything's going to be okay and all right. We just got to figure out how to do it. I got it figured out. It's called the millennium period. Anybody know about that? 1,000 years of peace. Hallelujah. But they will not accept that. They want George Soros to be the head. They want the Rockefellers to be the head. They want the Koch brothers to be the head. They got their little plane of running this planet by themselves without God. And we're just going to be the pawns. These things are true. They're not just conspiracy theory. I knew about this stuff in the 90s already. And it's starting to pop to the top. They're not trying to hide it anymore. So God is saying, I'm going to make a short work. I'm going to cause the Holy Spirit to move on this planet, pouring out the Holy Spirit, and do a short work here on this earth and bring those who want to me, and then we'll allow them to do what they want. And here's the ticker. It's very clearly written in the Bible. Once the salt is removed, one holding back, the people that have rational wisdom or rational ideas are going to be taken out of the way. And then God will allow them to do what their heart's desire is. What's their heart's desire? Kill off all the babies even after they're out of the womb. That's what they mean. This Alexandria Cortez, she says, we got to stop having babies. We have to. And then they come up with a plan. We have to kill them once they're born, even if they don't make the abortion. Unbelievable wickedness in high places all over. And we're watching it on TV. Up till now, it was just conspiracy. Now we're watching the news reporting this conspiracy as it happens. Well, we're heading in that direction. And I'm going to teach on how these things will climax. But we have to understand there are many, many of God's people who are very, very scared. They're looking at these things and they're wondering, what are we going to do? I tell you what, have a relationship with Jesus. Read Scripture. And you will begin to understand that God has your children at heart. He has you at heart. He has your well-being at heart. And he wants you to just relax in him. So these are the things we're seeing, and it's getting to be pretty rowdy out there, especially if you go on the internet. Unbelievable stuff taking place. Technology is basically taking over. I heard one guy telling me, I was in the States the last couple of days, he says they're now trying to produce beefsteak with a computer. What is this, MP3 or whatever they have? Like they use a computer to make beefsteak. I don't know how it works. There's technology. But I asked him, you got to have a basis for it. Oh, they have it already. It's in a little tube. And I'm thinking, boy, these steaks are going to become very, very expensive. So you better shoot your deer while you can. Hallelujah, because beef is going to be expensive. So before we get into this message today, I want you to pay attention to what God is showing us. Ask the Christians on how these things will happen. So before we get into it, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, you will open our hearts, Lord. We've studied this stuff long time ago already. Now we're starting to see the real thing coming to the top. We ask that you'll open our hearts, that we'll understand, and that we will be a blessing to each other as we see the day approaching. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So God loves us. He wants us to be at peace. Thessalonians has a scripture. Comfort yourselves one another, especially as you see the day approaching. You don't quit the assembling of yourselves together. In Luke chapter 21 in verse 25, then there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after the things which are coming upon the earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. Unbelievable stuff is happening all over the world. Earthquakes, tsunamis, and the weather is just crazy. I mean, have you seen the storms that are happening all over America today? It's just unbelievable. When you click on YouTube and go to Russia, there's lights in heaven, there's sounds, there's all sorts of different stuff happening that people cannot explain. Just a siren of some sort starting to sound in the middle of the night. And people are wondering, what's going on? And they see lights streaking across the sky and all sorts of stuff. And people are asking themselves, what is happening? Well, I can tell them what's happening. You shall see these signs and wonders. And then it says, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking on the things that are coming on the earth. Then shall they see, when these things climax, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory, not riding on a little small donkey, but riding on a war horse trained for war. And when you see these things, here's where we have to pay attention. When you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. What does redemption mean? It's not talking about salvation. It's about redeeming you, taking you from this planet. And these things are already beginning to come to pass. They've been starting for the last 10, 15 years. We're seeing it escalating as we see the day go by, never mind the month. We see these things happening. And he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, start making sure you have enough food in your basement, freeze-dried, so it lasts longer. Hundreds of pails of that stuff into your basement. Make sure you have enough water and chlorine to keep it clear. But it doesn't say that. That's not the instruction for the Christian. Noah had instructions on how to build the ark, how to put food into the ark, to make sure he had enough for X amount of time. When you look for instructions on how to deal with the end times, he doesn't tell us to go look for a hole in the mountains. He doesn't tell us to supply our basements with food and soup and unperishables. He says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. I like that. I'm an escapist. Hallelujah. As a kid, you were in for a spanking or something, you got your brain to really work to escape that spanking. Oh boy, you became a con artist at lying, at having excuses, at whatever. And every now and then it worked. Here, it's going to work because the con artist is not me, it's God. He's going to take us unto himself. I'm not going to have to worry about it. Listen to how it's going to come to pass. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. What's a mystery? Something that has never been explained before. People didn't know about it. And the Apostle Paul, unless you're one of those guys who don't like the Apostle Paul, I'm speaking to the internet here. On the internet, on YouTube, the Apostle Paul doesn't agree with Jesus. Oh, yes, he does. He speaks the word God gives him. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. That means we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And then we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Very interesting. It'll happen quickly. In a split second, we'll be changed. What happens when we're changed? We get a new body. And that body is going to last for how long? for eternity. No more toothache. Hallelujah. Isn't that going to be great? We're going to have a body. We're going to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, oh, how gorgeous I look. Isn't that something? Women, the pictures you took when you were young, they'll fail compared to what you're going to look like when you get changed. The muscles you have, men, nothing compared to what God is going to make you. Masculine. You know the way a human being is designed. He said, let us make men in our own image. So this corruption, this body, it has to come off. And then we'll be free from the clutches of sin and death in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen, and God is going to make sure it is happening. This is one thing that Satan cannot duplicate. We see people in Russia, in South America, and in different places of the world, guys putting on white robes. They got long hair. One guy even looks like a picture of Jesus, a beard, walking around pretending he's Jesus. And there's people following him by the thousands, claiming himself that he is Jesus in the flesh. I mean, they're not going to duplicate the rapture. That is for sure. So these things are going to happen. We're going to be changed. And years ago, the Lord showed me something very, very interesting, which I want you to pay attention to. And if somebody else would have told me, I would have said, I don't think so. But when we're going to be changed, we're not going to go away quickly. We're going to hang around for a while to minister to those that we love. Being changed doesn't mean to disappear. Being changed, we'll be able to eat, we'll be able to walk through walls. I'm going to be able to stop my Ford pickup and say adios. Last time I fill you with gas, thank you very much. And I'll step into my chariot. The plane that I'd wish to drive is going to be parked because I'll be able to park it. You know, this is how it's going to be. God does not kill people. We will see that. I believe this is how God is showing, has shown me. And you know, something is happening on the internet. There's somebody who had the very same vision, only in a little bit of a different matter. And I'll be studying it, exactly this, that we're going to be changed and we'll be able to go out and minister to the word. Maybe for 40 days before we're taken into the heavens. How many of you know when Jesus rose from the grave, what happened? The graves were opened and people came out and they walked into the city of Jerusalem and they told everybody about Jesus. Have you ever wondered why Peter had 3,000 converts in a matter of minutes, whereas Jesus was preaching here for 3 years and all they were interested in fish and bread? They couldn't care, it seems like, because they cried, crucify him. But once that happened, they asked, what shall we do? And Peter said, turn to the Lord Jesus for the remission of sin. And this is what happened. So we're going to see that again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And it doesn't stop there. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Do you know what the comfort is for? It's for those who are faint-hearted, for those who don't quite have a relationship with God, for those who don't quite believe. He says, comfort yourselves, guys. It's the word of God. It's as if God is speaking himself. We're not going to stay here during this horrible time of God's judgment on this planet. We're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. He's not coming down to earth. Why? The earth has to be taken care of. We're going to go up to meet him. Not too long ago, I heard a different version. He said it like this. You know, when an army conquers, as if we're going to be bringing everybody to Christ, when an army conquers, then the people of the city go out to meet the one who conquers and brings them into the city. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to go up there and invite him back to earth. Very quick it's going to be done. That's how different some opinions are on TV or on the internet. But how will it happen? We'll go up to meet him, and we're not going to come back. And it was not for 7 years. We're going up to have a feast called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. And it's going to last for 7 years. Why 7 years? Because that's how long a marriage feast lasted when the Israelis got married years ago. So it goes in that way. And we're supposed to comfort one another. Are you comforted with the idea that we're going to escape the horrors of the tribulation? What are the horrors of the tribulation? The demonic realm will be down here on earth. All the grass and the trees are going to dry up. The oceans will turn to blood. We will see unimaginable hunger and thirst. We will see millions and millions of people being annihilated instantly. Those who dare turn to the Lord will be cut down like so much garbage. This is what's going to be here during that awful time. I want to be gone because this is what God is saying. Comfort yourselves, guys. You're going to be leaving. And then it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you know, need not that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. I was studying this, and I want to give you a theory. It's a good theory, and I believe it may happen like that. The Lord God has promised a let it rain. And they're going to start coming. We see Mr. Trump starting to bring peace to this world. And we are going to see a lot of it in the next few years. That's my belief. But there's also going to be the Middle East. How many of you know what's happening in the Middle East? Russia. We got Iran and Turkey. They're going to come against Israel. And God is going to destroy them. Their carcasses will fall upon the mountains. And we're going to be watching it. I believe we're going to be watching it. The Muslim threat will be removed. Then all the world will say, at last, peace and safety. Watch out for that time. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as a woman with child. Because by the time this is all over, God still has to deal with Israel. And the only way he'll deal with it, with them, is with the Antichrist. They will turn to him as a nation. So we're starting to see the time of the end beginning. It's not starting, it has started. And God says, when you see this happening, then lift up your head. It's time to remove the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. We're out of here. And once that happens, then the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the brightness of his coming. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, but you, brethren, you are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. That means be ready. Be ready for his coming. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath. When you look at that, some say, oh, that means he has not appointed us to eternal damnation. No, you look at this scripture in context. It's talking about the great tribulation. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. That day is coming. I'm warning. This church is being warned basically on a monthly basis of the Lord's soon return. There are many churches, when I listen to Jen Markell, she gets letters in by the thousands that the preachers of North America and of Canada do never talk about the end times. They have absolutely no idea what's going on. They don't know what's happening in the Middle East. The politics in America is a big confusion. Nobody knows what's happening. And the Lord says, you're not of the night, you know. If you'll study, you will know. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I told him, you know what I love about the Bible? It intertwines with the politics of today to the point where I watch the Bible on Fox News. How is that? Isn't that awesome? You can watch things happening on Fox News that are written in the Bible. And if you want the reprobate minds, then just turn to CNN. There's the reprobate minds right there. Or CBC, same thing, different letters. So what are we going to do? We're going to get right with God. How do we get right with God? We turn to him for salvation. He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Just turn to me. I did it for you, guys. I paid the price. I lived perfect. I took your sin on myself, and I paid for what you did wrong. I'm your scapegoat. God is going to blame me if you go the wrong way because I took your blame. So that's so sweet. That's so incredible. You should fall in love with Jesus, but Jesus doesn't stop there. He at the same time tells us how things are going to play out. Isn't that great? So, in closing out, I'll give another scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. It says, especially as you see the day approaching. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, but encourage one another. Tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I had an interesting discussion with a gentleman whom, which I got to like while talking to him. I explained to him the Bible and politics. He's a real politician. And I explained to him how the Bible and politics mash together. You can almost not separate them anymore. Look at the Middle East. Look at what's happening down south. And then you look at our guy here. Isn't he nice, in a nice big trouble now? I like that. That's the prayer of the saints. Hallelujah. It'll come to fruition where the prayer of the saints are going to be answered. We'll all say, hallelujah, Jesus. So we're going to see these things. Open your hearts, your minds, that Jesus wants you to be aware he's coming for his bride. Why? Because he cannot help himself. He's like a lovesick bridegroom who can't wait for his bride. And that's what he is waiting for. The only thing he wants us ready. He wants us not to be ashamed when we get there. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be anticipating this incredible move that he's going to make. I practice the rapture every morning. How do I do that? I get up and say, maybe today, hallelujah. Give a little jump in the air, hopefully not coming down. But then I got this idea, no, I'm going to be changed. So one of these days, my wife's going to ask, hey, man, you look beautiful today. What happened to you? Well, you're changed too. Come on, you should know what happened. We're going to look at one another, and we're going to rejoice. But don't stop there. We got work to do. We got to go out and tell our neighbors, we're changed. We're going to heaven. And you need to come to this Jesus. So open your hearts to this and study it for yourself and become a blessing to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.